Matthew 6:24, we've learned that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else you hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. This was stated by Jesus. It's a truth that we cannot run away from, and we either choose to serve or worship God, or we choose to serve or worship money. So to give us deeper insight of this revelation, we are going to look at one situation, stories, or two true stories that are in scripture. The first one is concerning Abraham. So Abraham's nephew Lot had now moved from staying with Abraham, was now at Sodom and Gomorrah with his family. And some kings fought against Sodom and Gomorrah. And so from Genesis chapter 14, verse 11, we continue the story from there. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. Verse 12, and they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abraham, for he dwelt in the plain of the Amorites, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederates with Abraham. Okay, so they're in good terms with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. That's in pursuing those who are taking the goods and taking his brother's son captive. And he divided himself against them, and he and his servants, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. This is not a 40-year-old man or a 35-year-old man, a man in our day, what would say, call youth. In our day, would call this man, Abraham, an old man. A man well over 75, 80, and he's fighting for his brother. His brother's son, actually, but see how scripture put it. His brother's son is his brother. And he's fighting to redeem his brother and the goods. And he actually does so. May God grant us courage.
Amen.
That we will never consider ourselves old men and women.
Amen.
But whenever we rise up to the occasion and we'll prove to be responsible where we ought to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they bring back all the goods and brought again his brother Lot, his goods, and the women also, and the people. The people, the other people who were with Lot, he brought them also back. And the king of Sodom went out to meet Abraham after his return from the slaughter of the Chedorlaomer. And the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's deal. Now we jump to 21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and they had already eaten it, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. So Abraham saying that those who are in the confederation with him, those who he was on good terms with, who assisted him in the conquest, for them, they are probably by different covenants, that's them. They can let them take their portion. Because of course, the king of Sodom is not the one who fought the battle. So in his right conscience, he realized that these things that have been redeemed, I don't have a right to them. By his right conscience. And Abraham tells him that, I don't want you perhaps to say one day that your things which are redeemed that you've given to me is what made me rich. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By our covenant through Christ Jesus, we are already rich. He became poor so that we'll be rich. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It may not have manifested yet, but once you are a believer and you walk according to the principles of God, The riches of God will manifest in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't have to be a beggar. You don't have to be a beggar. It is not every money that you take. Abraham, this was opportunity. Something someone will say that he had worked for, because as if he had been contracted to go and do this work. He did it out of the cause to be responsible to get his brother back. And he got these goods back alongside. But he said, for you not to have a word against me today, I won't take that. I have a right to take it, but I won't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When monies are being shared at the office and you clearly know that this money didn't come by right means, don't touch it. Don't involve yourself. It is not everything that you dip your hands into. If you pursue money, if you seek to worship money, money will destroy you. A good name is better than riches, scripture says. So go for right against worshiping money. Worship God because of Abraham's covenant with God. Listen to what he said. He said, I've lifted up my hand to God. He had told God that, God, I will choose to walk with you. And so many people amongst us, we've all decided that we're going to walk with God. There's going to be opportunities that will come your way. Someone said, I'm going to pay you 10,000. Someone said, I'm going to pay 15,000. Is it all about the money? And you know that this is going to move you away from God. Sometimes it's not even clear, but you just perceive in your spirit that no, God is not in favor of this. And yet, because of money, because family will talk, look at you, pretty lady like you. You should be wearing the things that other people are wearing. Young man like you, don't you know you are going to marry and even responsible for your family? It does not mean that for the sake of money, you should kowtow to anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because one day, if you walk with God and you consult God in all your decisions, and you base your decisions on what God says and not the money that is staring you in the face, God is going to honor you. God is going to prove himself in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 22, there's another scenario. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price. Please say after me, full price.
Full price.
That the plague may be stayed from the people. So there was a plague which was ongoing, and David needed to build an altar so that the plague would be stopped. And he needed a place. And in paying for the place, this person was offering him discount because he also wanted to have a share in the blessing based on whatever revelation he had. Then an honor said unto David, take it to thee and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. He even wanted to give it out for free. Lo, I give thee the oxen also. He's adding the oxen for the burnt offerings and the threshing instruments for wood. And the wheat for the meat offering, I give it all. Wow. Say, Pastor, I want to give you everything. Everything. I'll give you. It's not that you didn't even have the means to do it. You have all the means to do what you ought to do for God. Then someone comes and says that, don't use your money. I will provide everything. How many people won't go to church the next day that, hey, I have a testimony? Someone said that he's going to provide everything. We will immediately say that this is of the Lord. But listen to what David said. And King David said to Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price. For I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place. These are deeper revelations that you must contact when you have right relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Money can blind you and money can disorient your heart.
where you are unable to even discern what is God and what is not God, what will be offensive to God and what will be pleasing to the Lord. When you chase after money, you get disoriented. And one day, you may think that you are in line with God, but God is very unhappy with you. Today, I want to let you know that you ought to worship God and not man. David wanted to give all the glory and the honor to God, and he was unwilling to take anything free to give to God. He wanted to worship God with what he had, what he had labored for, and what was his. That's what he wanted to give to God, not to take another's and give to God. Today, do not worship mammon. Worship God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are praying right now that, Lord, I thank you for this word. Pray that the wisdom that you gave Abraham to answer the king of Sodom right, the understanding that you gave David to answer right, please grant me that revelation by your Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Jesus,
pray. To serve you, to worship you, and not worship money. As you lift me up, Lord, grant me the discernment to worship you alone and not money. To discern between opportunities, to know what you are in and what you are not in. To know you as my provider, my eternal supplier. To please you alone. Not to walk by poverty, Lord, but to know that you have made me rich. To live by the understanding in the mighty name of Jesus.
Continue to pray, thanking the Lord for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to him in the name of Jesus. Thank him right now for the opportunity to come before him this evening once again to sing songs of worship. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace and mercy, to come before you singing songs of worship to you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity in the name of Jesus. Also ask the Lord to forgive you right now of any known and unknown sins. Ask him to cleanse you with the blood of Jesus. For he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness once we confess our sins to him. So confess your sins to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right now, say this prayer after me. I forgive anyone who has offended me.
I forgive
anyone who has offended me.
In any way right now. I release them from my heart.
I release them from my heart.
I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now.
I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now.
I release them from my heart.
I release them from my heart.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the release. In the name of Jesus. Finally, we are praying, saying, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship.
As I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 86, verse 8 to 10. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Amen.
Amen.
There's no one like our God. So let's worship him from our hearts. Amen.
You are
worship the name of the Lord. Continue to worship him. There's none like our God. There's none greater than our God. There's none like our God. The creator of the universe. Lord, we worship your holy name. Give you all the praise, Lord. Make it your number one.
13:15. Through him then let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pray.
worship your name. Continue to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's worthy to receive all of our praise. He's worthy to receive all of our worship. Let us worship his holy name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Worship your name in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy you, your needs in the sun-scorched land, and will strengthen your frame. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Thank you for this assurance from your word that you always be with us. I walk closer now on the highway through the darkest night.
Chapter 5:33. You shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land that you shall possess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we continue in our monthly theme as walking with God, we are continuing to walk with God, and we trust that we will not fall in any way. In Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, He saved me. Oh, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, He saved me. Though I was with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple when I was brought low. He saved me. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple when I was brought low. He saved me. Is a best part, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, with you, because you're always with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you all the glory. Shemima Yesu Namami.
Anyone who has not given their life to Christ, Christ is our light. He's the light of the world. And for everyone who is born again, He makes you also a light in this world. I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus, to surrender your life to Him. Just say this prayer, short prayer after me. The Lord Jesus, I I thank you for the sacrifice you've made for me. Today I admit that I'm a sinner. Without you, I cannot save myself. Please be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. I give you all the praise, my King and my Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, contact us by email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.